47. They were at the emergency room wing of Marshport General Hospital, recently renovated and expanded. Jesse, Molly, Crow. Molly had been examined by one of the ER doctors, stitched and bandaged.
"Do you two go anywhere without each other?" Molly said, now that they were in the waiting room.
"Been nice if we'd been with you earlier, all things considered," Jesse said.
"I learned not calling for backup from the master," Molly said.
Another ER doctor, not the one who treated Molly, came out now. "How is she?" Jesse said.
"It's a miracle she's still alive," he said.
His name tag read R. Abramson.
"Bullet went in through the left side of the back of her head, out where you saw the hole over her eye. A through and through.
It just happens that way sometimes, for the very fortunate few. And even then, maybe 10% of people who get shot in the head like this survive. Maybe less."
"Surgery?" Jesse said.
"Soon," Dr. Abramson said.
"Who?"
"Me," Abramson said. He offered a small smile.
"I'm very good at this, in case you were wondering. Doing a favor for a friend tonight by filling in for her.
We usually wait for an hour once we've stabilized a patient. Now we go in and see what the path was and how much damage to the brain there was. If the bullet ricochets around in there or breaks into fragments, there's no way she survives. Truth be told, she probably would have been gone by the time she hit the floor."
"Jesus, Mary and Joseph," Molly said.
Jesse said, "Does she have a chance?"
"To live?" Abramson said.
He paused.
"It might depend more on the grace of God than even the best treatment available."
"When she does wake up," Molly said, "is there a chance that she can be herself?"
"You mean normal?"
Dr. Abramson said. He put air quotes around normal.
"Yes," Molly said, "that's exactly what I mean."
"We might not know for quite some time," Abramson said. "For now, let's just be thankful she's still with us after being shot at close range to the back of the head." He said it was time for him to go to work. When he was gone, Jesse's phone buzzed. Gabe Weathers calling.
"Talk to me," Jesse said.
He listened for about a minute until Gabe Weathers ended the call. Then Jesse turned back to Molly and Crow.
"Our shooter's from Boston. An ex-cop named Richie Carr," he said.
"Busted out, finally, after setting state records for excessive force. Now hiring himself out as a contract goon, one with a pretty impressive sheet in a short amount of time. Gabe talked to somebody in Boston who said that Carr, as much of a badass as he was a pretty good detective, especially on what Gabe called cyber shit. Gabe found his SUV on a dirt road running parallel to Reservoir Road.
Somehow he found out about that cab," Molly said.
"Then got there first," Jesse said. Molly leaned her head back and closed her eyes, and suddenly looked so weak to Jesse he was surprised she didn't slide out of the chair and end up on the floor. She had shot someone dead tonight, and been shot, and found Blair Richmond after Richie Carr had shot her. For now, Blair Richmond was luckier than Neil O'Hara had been when he'd taken a bullet to the head. Maybe from the same guy, if Jesse had been right about Neil being murdered all along. Molly opened her eyes and looked at Jesse and said, "If I had gotten there 5 minutes earlier, I could have saved her."
"Or could have gotten a bullet to the head yourself, if you'd walked in on them," Crow said.
"I never shot anybody before," she said.
"I know," Jesse said.
"He didn't give me a choice," she said.
"They hardly ever do," Jesse said.
"It was too late by the time I heard the shot from inside," she said.
"She's alive, Miles," Jesse said. "She'd be gone if you didn't get there when you did. I've got Gabe and Suit searching the cabin as we speak."
"Crow can drive my car back to Paradise," Jesse said to Molly. "I'll drive yours." Jesse gently helped her to her feet, knowing she had been wounded tonight in more ways than one, getting himself on her right so he could put a hand on her right shoulder and slowly lead her toward the revolving doors.
There was a moment before they got there when Jessie felt her start to sag, but Molly righted herself on her own. She said they should go right to the office. There was paperwork that needed to be filed because of an officer-involved shooting. Jessie said it could wait until morning. Crow had gotten Molly's keys out of her bag while the ER doctor was attending to her. Her Cherokee, Jessie couldn't believe they still called it that in a politically correct world, was waiting for them out front. Crow opened the door on the passenger side. Jessie eased Molly into her seat and somehow carefully stretched the seatbelt across her and locked it in. Crow went to collect Jessie's Explorer. After Crow brought the Explorer around, he got close to Jessie and said, "People who haven't done it, they think they know what it's like. They don't."
"I know," Jessie said.
Then Jessie got behind the wheel, and he and Molly began the ride back to Paradise. She was quiet for a long time.
"I never shot anybody," she said again.
"I know," Jessie said.